This is the Iowa Business Report Tuesday edition with support from Camp Courageous, providing year-round recreational and respite care for individuals with special needs and their families. For more, go to campcourageous.org. Iowa's income tax policy is designed to help stimulate population and economic growth in the state, and Governor Kim Reynolds told me it's working.
This will be the fourth tax cut that I've actually presented to the legislature. I'm proud to say our fiscal health is strong. We ended with a significant surplus. Our cash reserves are full. We have nearly $3 billion in our taxpayer trust fund. We're continuing to see growth even despite some significant challenges, especially attributed to the Biden administration. When I took office, we had 9 brackets of individual income tax rates, and the top rate was about 8.98%. Our goal is to go to 3.9% flat. We're targeted to hit that in 2026. I presented to the legislature this year that we move that up and that we have that go into effect this year, calendar year 2024, and it would be retroactive. I actually went a little bit lower, but even if I can get that 3.9 moved up and effective this year, that would be a significant win for Iowans, especially as we've seen inflation continue to rise. We have proposed taxing child care facilities at the residential rate instead of the commercial rate.
Governor Kim Reynolds and I spoke last Thursday morning. The Iowa Business Report is presented with support from Camp Courageous near Monticello, Iowa. The camp's annual vehicle fundraising raffle is now underway, with a classic 1957 Chevy as the prize. For information or to purchase tickets, go to campcourageous.org. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.